This is East Side Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Survivor Show. This is Aiden Rude.
Hi, it's Brielle Lamb.
And yeah, welcome back for another week. We hope you'll keep listening, even though we were both hopelessly wrong with our predictions. Who would be voted out? It was Lindsay, turned out, who got the boot from the Coco tribe. Yes, Brielle, very happy that we're seeing more Coco, I'm sure.
Yes, because nobody ever showed them, and now I'm interested in them.
Definitely. They're a very interesting tribe. I liked watching them.
I feel like we're just jumping in, but I was very mad that they brought up Gio and Cassidy because I love them both, and I was like, no, they're not allowed to go home. I actually like everyone on the tribe except for, I didn't really like Lindsay. Who's that girl? Not Lindsay, not Cassidy, the other girl.
Carla?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her.
I love Carla.
She kind of freaks me out.
I thought she was the social worker. No?
No, that's Ellie on
Broadway. Oh, right, okay. But, I like Carla. I didn't like Cassidy too much. I was kind of hoping it would be her, but that plan fell apart.
Have favorites changed or no?
Favorites?
Yeah, because you know how I'm, like, a big fan of Sammy.
Right.
Have your favorites changed at all, or no?
Who are my favorites?
I don't know who your favorites are. I'm asking if
I feel like favorites. I didn't really have a favorite.
Oh.
But I still don't love Sammy. He's still okay. Same as last week. But.
I like him. But anyway, yeah, Lindsay went home, and it was actually a very interesting episode. Probably one of my favorite episodes long time. Not just this season, but in a long time. I think it was, as soon as I saw that they were doing a twist where the tribe could, with the reward, that they could visit another tribe. I thought that was great. And then we can talk a little bit about it later, because I feel like we should talk a little bit about the rewards. But what happened at the immunity challenge, I was flipping out. Mm-hmm. I was going crazy. So we can get into that a little bit later.
The two things you mentioned, the challenge and the tribe, like, visit steal, were not only the best parts of the episode, but I think very notably the best, like, edited parts of the episode. I love the way they showed us these things. Specifically, when they went to the other tribe's camp to steal something, the way they, like, showed the back and forth discussion, like, they showed all this. Or wait, am I thinking of something else? When did they show, like, they kept bouncing between different tribes? They had a whole segment where, oh wait, it was when they were trying to decide which tribe to go to. They showed like the one tribe saying they showed Baka like deliberating, and then they showed Coco saying like, oh, they're not gonna choose us, and then they jumped right back to Baka being like, we should choose them, and then it was very clever the way they put that together.
And in the end it worked out.
It did work out.
Really well.
It worked out, but I think
here's the thing. Go ahead. Here's my thoughts, right? So I think that them going after, not gonna lie, if I was in their positions, I probably would have gone after Baka just because they had more stuff that I could have used to my benefit. But if you think about it, one, it was Vessi. Vessi going after Coco, they did end up getting something out of it. I think that it was a good idea to send their salesperson, even though they didn't know they were sending their salesperson. Mm-hmm. They got a lot out of it, and they came away. Even Carla said, like, I think we just got scammed. So they came out with really good things, and in that, I think that they gained favor and trust with Baka, and that they didn't visit Baka when Baka was expecting them, and that played to their benefit later on in the episode during the immunity challenge. So I think it was a great move.
I think that, because Vessi didn't need favor, because they won the challenge anyways.
Right now they don't need favor, but they might.
Right, but I'm just saying it didn't really impact the challenge later.
Yeah, they didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But, that's true, yeah. But I think, regardless of that, I think it was a great move, or it wasn't, which is obvious. But I think that what I mean by that is, between that, which was kind of already putting a very adversarial position between Vessi and Coco, where Coco, even though he didn't end up taking the machete, like, it was a very aggressive move to scam them and threaten to take the machete. Like, I feel like they feel very negatively towards Vessi already, and then Vessi goes against them in the challenge. Now they feel even more negatively.
I disagree. I think that a lot, if you paid attention to who was speaking with Coco, Lindsay was doing a lot of the talking, and then she said when Cody had mentioned we might want to take your machete, Lindsay had said, well, you know how that will make us feel about you. Nobody else on that tribe said it. Carla mentioned something about it. But I think that Ryan is not that Ryan and Gio seem to really like Cody's personality. I think the only thing that now is negatively affecting Cody and Vessi is what happened at the immunity. I don't think any of it had to do with
multiple times throughout the episode, it was said that those two tribes were at war. People said that from both tribes. They used the word war to describe that relationship. I think that after Coco had this, like, scam occur, their machete was threatened, like, Vessi was very clearly just trying to hurt them, and then Vessi really does hurt them in the challenge. I think that Vessi and Coco, so we can disagree about why they're going to be adversarial, but they are going to be.
Yes.
Like, it's very clear that Vessi and Baca are now kind of united in this way, and Coco is not.
You know what I also find? I do think Baca is in the best position right now, right? They have five people, so they're not like Vessi where they only have four.
Right.
They're kind of at the top, but kind of in the middle. They're not in the war between Vessi and...
They're in the perfect position.
Coco, but I think that it's possible that Vessi or... Oh, wait. I'm getting confused. I was going to say that I think that Sammy and Gable are eventually going to jump ship. And they'll...
From Baca?
From Baca. I do. I don't think that Gable and Ellie are getting along. And I think that...
That's true.
I think that... perhaps Owen. I don't know what will happen with Owen. But I think Sammy and Gable are going to try to jump ship. And I think that could really change the tides with who ends up in power. Whether it be Coco or Vessi.
I agree. But I think that's why I said it. It's great for them now. But it might not end up being great. Because right now... Vessi has this, like, alliance with Baca. They're, like, riding high after winning the challenge. Vessi and Baca can work together now, kind of try and take out more of Coco. But then, if it gets to the merge, and what you just suggested happens, and a couple people from Baca, because they're not getting along, flip... What?
I just thought of something. I do think they're gonna flip. They won't flip to Coco, though, because... Vessi just showed them favor in the challenge. Sammy and Gabler will be more inclined to go with Vessi than they would with Coco because Vessi helped them.
Well, but the rest of Baca is going to be going with Vessi. So they might want to break... Like, if Ellie is aligned with Vessi, they might go to Coco just because of that.
I don't think Ellie will align with Vessi. I think Ellie is a little bit... Ellie is very smart, and Ellie knows that Vessi doesn't have the numbers. And are you going to align with someone like...
Vessi will have the numbers if they go together at the merge. We're talking about the merge.
Well, I'm talking... Okay, if you have the... I feel like it's hard to predict numbers right now, because right now there's 5, 5, and 4, and we don't know what's going to happen next. But if currently right now is the merge, and let's say Ellie and Janine went with... Coco and Sammy and Gabler went with Vessi, Coco would still have the numbers, not Vessi.
Right, and that's been my whole point. Vessi is pissing off Coco to a great degree. They're helping them lose the challenge, they're threatening their machete. Coco does not like Vessi, and if Coco gets the numbers at the merge, they're not going to go after the Baca people or their own people, they're going to go after Vessi.
Who do you think they would go after?
Anyone on Vessi just because they're Vessi. Cody first because he threatened their machete, but then the entire tribe. Why would they go after Jesse?
Jesse C. I mean, if I was looking at it from a perspective, I don't think I would go after the person who came to me. I would kind of be like, okay, well, they probably got put into that position and they're just a messenger. So someone is working behind the scenes. So I don't think it would be Cody.
Okay. Well, but maybe they vote Jesse first, but Cody's next. I think that we're going to get to the merge. And if Coco, I think Baca's going to be in the middle in this war.
I agree.
And I think, that's all I'm saying. I think that if Vessi gets more of Baca and gets the numbers, then they're in a great position. But if some of Baca flips from this alliance and goes to Coco, I think that puts Vessi in a position to just be decimated.
So do you think tribe lines are going to stick throughout the merge?
I think this is a case where tribe lines always fall apart past the merge, because they're not that clearly established. Like, I feel like the tribes just don't interact enough before the merge for those lines to be there in any permanent way. This season, we're seeing more, like, interaction between the different tribes than ever. We have the island where they're going to get these potential rewards. People are interacting there. We have this visit with the steel. We have very contentious challenges. Like, challenges, yes, people, the tribes always see each other at the challenges, but we don't typically have, like, strategy happening at the challenges in the way that we do with this Vessi Daka thing.
Yeah, I will say that I think I can see tribal lines playing a part in the first tribal council in the merge going forward. I think that tribes aren't very, like, they're very familial because, mm-hmm. you know, it's been a while, they've been together. Yeah. But I don't think that there's a lot of, like, gameplay strategy that are keeping people together. Ellie and Janine, I see staying together. They're a tight pair. Mm-hmm. But with the rest of their tribe, I don't see them sticking together. Even Sammy. Sammy seems super close to Gabler. But I feel like Sammy is not super close as, like, to the point where he wouldn't throw him under the bus. I feel like as soon as Sammy gets the merge, he's more than willing to, like, I can see him joining with, like, a Geo, a James, even from Coco, a...
Okay, I could see that.
I don't think tribe lines are gonna stay,
I think they might stay a little longer than usual, but I agree, though. They always break down at some point, because at some point, like, that's the interesting thing about Survivor. It's this team game at first that all of a sudden becomes a very individual game. I think that the team aspect may last a little longer, just in terms of the alliances, but I agree, they'll probably break down.
So, in case anybody is unclear of what we're talking about, obviously, I feel like we've explained the part where Vessi won an award challenge and were able to steal, like, anything from a tribe's camp, and they chose to steal something from Coco's camp. But we've also been kind of touching on it and haven't really explained what's happened. During the immunity challenge, Vessi won, was in first place, and two tribes could win. Vessi then helped Baka win. They were quite obviously helping Baka figure out the puzzle in front of Coco, and Coco was very aware of it, and Coco now knows that Vessi is against them. So, in case you were kind of confused and unaware of what was happening, that's what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lindsay went home. I think that it was a classic case of paranoia. I think they said it quite obviously during the episode. She got nervous. I think it would have been a very straightforward vote if she didn't get paranoid and freaked out all of her other alliance members. But she did, and now she's gone home. And I think that next week, I really have no idea who's going to tribal council next
week. Me neither. Yeah, I mean, the challenge, to say one more thing about the challenge, I really liked this challenge in that I know in the past episodes I've been talking about how boring the challenges have been. These challenges, both of them today, were not boring at all in multiple ways. Both because of what you just explained with, like, the whole strategic aspect, the tribes working together. But also just the challenge itself. Like, it wasn't just, like, go through an obstacle, solve a puzzle. Like, there were much more interesting things. Like, the weird, like, sliding blocks with your feet was fun. The, like, throwing stuff at blocks on the top was fun. Cody was going crazy with that. Like, he just... Like I think it was, what?
Beasted it,
yeah. I think it was, Ryan, maybe? Who is,
Oh, yeah, it was Ryan. Yeah. Was struggling.
Ryan on the Blue Tribe, Coco, was, like...
Struggling.
I was watching him and Cody, and just the comparison, like, they both were working really hard.
Yeah.
But Cody's were just working so much better.
Yeah,
like, they would both just heave really hard, and, like, Cody's would just smash three more blocks away, and Ryan's would, like, barely make a dent. It was very impressive. It definitely felt like Vessi, like, knew that they were on the bottom, knew that they couldn't keep losing, and made a big performance.
They were ready. It seems from what you're saying that you preferred the reward challenge. I will say,
I liked both.
I mean, I don't know what you're going to think of it, but the immunity challenge with the puzzle with the triangle. I was watching, like, I need to figure this out now.
Me
and I was
too.
Like, oh my gosh. And now I kind of want to go home and order something off of Amazon or something just to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because those things, like, I did it in, by the way, if anybody wants to take Mr. Orlando's psychology class, we did something like this last year. I took a class last year. It was so much fun. It makes your brain work so quickly. And I can't even imagine what it must be like in that environment. You have so many things going on around you, and you have to, like, quiet everything down enough in your head to focus on what you're doing. Oh my God, I can't
so
even
much
imagine.
Pressure, so much chaos.
Yeah.
And I loved how like, we've seen something like this before, but what I don't think we've seen is the way they had to do the square and then the triangle, which were so similar and yet so different. Because, like, I feel like you, like, do the square and then you assume, okay, we've got it. We'll get the triangle right away. But it's totally different. Nope. Like, yeah. The angles and everything, completely different. So I thought that was great. I hope we see more challenges like
this. Yeah, and you could also tell that, I mean, it wasn't just the audience being enthralled by it, because usually Jeff is really on top mm-hmm. of everything that's going on. A couple of times, Jeff kind of forgot about the other tribes.
I know.
And he'd be like, Jeff! And
yeah, he had to, like, run.
Like, oh, yeah, you're good! And, like, so I think mm-hmm. Jeff was really enthralled in it, too, which was great.
Yeah.
So I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah. So we've talked so much about the challenges. I mean, yes. I don't think we've talked about tribal at all, so no. Maybe we should get there. Lindsay, yikes. That's just the most painful way to go home. So if you didn't see, Lindsay was completely safe. Lindsay yeah. was in a strong alliance that was going to move forward, let's vote someone else out, and she was going to be good. I thought she was probably going to go to the merge, like, in the position she was in. And all of a sudden, she just got super paranoid, which, like, I can understand. I might be her out on that island. I can see myself getting anxious like that, just not quite thinking everything's right. Because oftentimes, when someone is, like that, they'll be right. Like, when you get that sense, oftentimes it does mean something's wrong. Because on Survivor, a lot of things can go wrong very quickly. But then other times, and we saw this last season with Romeo. We saw Romeo was branded as very paranoid. Yeah, he did. But this time, and that was something that surprised me too. Oftentimes when you have these people who, people are like, oh, they're being so paranoid, it's so annoying, should we vote them out? They don't usually get voted out because they're not really a threat just because yeah. they're paranoid. In this case, though, the tribe just flipped. As soon as they saw that paranoia, she was done for. And
it was so, I felt really bad
me
too,
too.
Because James was trying so hard to help her.
I know.
And
he just couldn't get through to her.
Obviously we didn't see this part and I don't think we will, but I think it was probably James who made the decision. He was probably like, all right, I've been trying to talk to her.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. And Carla brought up the suggestion, but I think James probably, mm-hmm. I don't want to say spearheaded the move, but
I think he pushed it over the edge.
Yeah,
he made it
happen. He's the one who was like, all right, we're doing it. And I think it's also very interesting that, I think, if I'm getting it right, there were 4 votes on Lindsay,
mm-hmm.
and there was 1 on Cassidy, and 1 on Gio. So now mm-hmm. they both know that the other one. So I think that'll be, hopefully they show a little bit of that, that if there's
a love
little tension.
I would love if
Gio
voted
so
out Cassidy. That would be great.
Oh, my God. I like them both.
I love them both.
I like Gio more than I like Cassidy,
okay.
But I do like them both.
Fair enough.
If I had to pick someone to go next on that tribe, it would probably be Carla, just because she kind of...
I could see that.
I love Gio.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Gio's relationship with Ryan. They're just the cutest, like, people ever. And then Cassidy, I do like her. And then James... He's just, like, a big... I don't know. I feel like he's a big teddy bear. I would totally want to, like, just hang with him one of the
yeah.
days. I feel like, honestly, out of everyone on... Obviously, Sam is my favorite, but if I had to pick someone to partner up with out of the entire class that's left, I would want to partner up with James. I think he's smart enough. I think that he's doing well enough in challenges. I think he's a great player, and I think that he's going to get to the merge, and I think that he's going to do well.
I could definitely see that. All right, so I think we should wrap it up here. Brielle, do you have something for us to predict this week?
Okay, let's see. Who's gonna come in first place in the immunity challenge next week?
Which tribe?
Baka, Coco, or Bessie?
I'm gonna go with Coco. I think they're gonna be pissed off about what happened this week in the immunity challenge, and they're gonna come back with a big win.
I'm gonna say Baka.
Baka.
Maybe it's just because I'm biased.
Yeah,
Sammy's
no.
He's on that team.
Fair enough. But I think Baka being in the middle of the other two could kind of sneak in there and get the win.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. And
yep.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to The Survivor Show. Bye.
Bye.